feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Day 50. This is the Avyakta Murli of 18th January 2003. Double foreigners have double intoxication because they feel that just as the father has come from a far away land, so they too have come from far away. Bab Dada has seen one speciality of the double foreign children, that they ignite a lamp from another lamp. And in this way, they have celebrated the Diwali of the ignited lamps of Bab Dada in many countries. Why do we celebrate festivals? In India, there are so many festivals. Diwali, Holi, Shivratri, New Year, and so on. There's no end. But why has man started celebrating? There are major festivals and then there are minor festivals. If you look at the entire pattern of human life, it's all dull, sorrowful, lifeless. And that's why such festivals are created. For example, Holi, where a person dances, rejoices, throws away all the etiquettes, starts painting each other. Diwali, they ignite lamps, they have firecrackers, and so many other things they do. Eat, drink, enjoy. Why can't we have Diwali every day? Why can't we have Holi every day? As if this Diwali and Holi is the consolation. We don't rejoice every day. The enjoyment is lost somewhere in the trials and tribulations of life, in the stresses and tensions. And if you look at nature, look at the birds, they don't have Diwali. Look at the streams, the waterfall, the stars, the sun, the moon. Everything in nature is enjoying every moment. But man is not enjoying. In fact, except man, everybody is enjoying. And that's why we have created such festivals. At least on that day we can enjoy. But then, after one day of celebration, again the person returns back to his own sorrows and sufferings. It's just a momentary flash, a titillating sense of happiness, a transitory breeze of pleasure, a tickling sensation. Life should be full of festival. We should be festive every moment, and there are festivities everywhere. A spiritual man is a festive person. A spiritual person is a person who is enjoying life every moment. He lives life beat to beat. Every moment is a festival. Every moment is a life of gratitude, thankfulness. Every moment is a life of singing, rejoicing, dancing, enjoying. In yesterday's Murli, Baba said, even if there is a scene of sorrow, still you should sing Vah Vah. So this song of Vah Vah is a song of festival. So living every moment, enjoying every moment. Every moment is a festival. Every moment is a moment of dancing, singing, rejoicing, eating, drinking, jumping, playing, flying. We rejoice, we enjoy. Such a life is called a real spiritual life. Such a life is the real ignited life, enlightened life. The rest are more dead than alive. Otherwise, spiritual life becomes a dead life. Dry and arid land, where there is no bloom, where flowers are almost wilted, and there is no newness. The real spiritual life is the life of creativity. The real spiritual life is the life of newness. When we are in school, we are taught one proverb. While you are working, work. While you are playing, play. As if we have divided life into two parts, work and play. So when you work, you can't play. And when you play, you can't work. So this is a split life. Dichotomy, where there is a work on one side, where we are bored, burdened, loaded with stress, and another side there is a play where we enjoy. But why we need such watertight compartments? Why cannot work become a play? Everything should become a play. Everything should become an enjoyment. Baba calls it easy Raj Yoga. What is the real meaning of that? The real meaning is that every moment becomes a moment of festivity. Every moment becomes a moment of enjoyment, of love, of beauty. Lamps we ignite every day. Every day is Diwali and every day is holy. Every day there is festival of colors. Every day we are preparing sweets, and every day we are distributing sweets. Every day we are meeting people. So this is not dry sannyas. This is a colorful sannyas. Ignited sannyas. We are playful masihas. We are playful avatars. We are dancing incarnations. And unless and until life becomes a dance, there is no enjoyment. The life should become an eternal song of joy. The first translation of Bhagavad Gita in English by Arnold. The name of the Bhagavad Gita's translation is The Song Celestial. The Song Celestial. This is the name of Bhagavad Gita in English. The first, the very first translation. The life should become song celestial. The life should become Gita. a joy, a sing, a song of joy, a song divine, a song of festivity, a song of dancing, a song of enjoyment. And this life is the real life where we become verily an ignited lamp. And such a lamp would ignite other lamps. An extinguished lamp cannot ignite other lamps. We say we are doing seva. You are pressing the feet of a patient in the hospital, opening hospitals, serving other souls. But are you aware that you yourself are a patient? Unless and until you are healthy, you cannot make others healthy. All those claims of services are but illusions that we are serving. How can we serve? Unless and until we have served our own souls. So Baba says, you become ignited lamps. You have become ignited lamps and you are igniting others. Ignited sparks. This is real life. Why aren't we enjoying this life? Why everything appears burden? From the worldly life, person enters spiritual life. Why? To get rid of the sorrow, the suffering, the stress and tension. And once into spiritual life, new sorrows and new suffering start. A new spiritual tension leading to spiritual depression, spiritual pain, spiritual discomforts, spiritual anxieties and spiritual fears. Everything which was happening here in the world starts happening here. Why? Yeah. And now the sorrow is more. Because here there is an accompanying thought that we are leading a spiritual life. Why this happens? Because the search has been stopped. There is a false sense of gratification that we have understood Gyan. We know what is yoga and we are doing service and we have taken the oath of purity. Whatever that we have understood and learned, that's none of our discovery or invention. It's a learned knowledge. What attempts we have taken to know what is soul, we have been given on the platter that you are a soul, you are a resident of supreme abode, you are a child of supreme soul, your nature is peace, purity, happiness. And what we do, we learn this by rote, mug up, and during yoga, keep on chanting. Like a parrot, I am a soul, I am a peaceful soul, I am a resident of supreme abode. Then I come down, I become a deity, come down, become worship for the soul, come down, become a Brahmin, and I am going to become an angel. I reach the subtle world, take blessings, drishti, and then move up in the supreme abode and come down again. And send vibrations here, there, and that finishes my today's job of yoga. And I am back to my service, which in fact is not service, but the very expansion of my ego. A life of complacency. Such a life cannot become a spiritual life. Spiritual life is a quest. Spiritual life is a search. Unless and until that surge goes on, everything will come to a halt, a standstill. The newness will be lost. And there would be only the old, the dilapidated, the debris, the trash, the garbage of the past. There is so much newness in nature. Look at the sun. It is not the same sun which had risen yesterday. Look at the birds. Their songs are not the same song which they sang yesterday. Look at the stars. They are not dancing in the manner they danced yesterday. Look at the earth. Look at the flowers. The fragrance. On the surface, everything is same, but everything is in the eternal stage of newness, except man's mind, which is the same. So bring newness, bring enjoyment, bring creativity, break this old pattern and begin a new search, a new quest. Scan the chambers of subconscious mind and the conscious mind and throw out everything that is old. Renounce the past. In yesterday's Murli Baba said, finish off all the old accounts. You have got a diamond lottery. Search. Research. Who am I? And don't come to the answer that I am a soul. Never say that so immediately. Otherwise, that becomes an enforced knowledge. Spirituality should remain eternal thirst, eternal quest of the higher, to know something more and more and more and more, new experiences, new realizations, newness, creativity. Such a life is the life of blessing, benediction. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Double foreigners have double intoxication because they feel that just as the father has come from a faraway land, so they too have come from far away. Bab Dada had seen one speciality of the double foreigner children, that they ignite a lamp from another lamp, and in this way they have celebrated the Diwali of the ignited lamps of Bab Dada in many countries. Avyakta Murli, 18 January 2003.